This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Surplus potatoes are finding a home at local food banks thanks to the efforts of volunteers from Western Washington who've made two trips to Othello for over 100,000 pounds of potatoes and onions. But Woodinville Mayor Elaine Cook says this may be a two-way street.
One of the things they told the organizers of this was that their food banks are in need of help. They don't have the same resources or the amount of people that we have here to supply their food banks with what they need. So could we bring with us, when we go to Eastern Washington, supplies for the food banks?
To that, Cook says all they had to do was ask.
So Nancy and a couple of other people have started to get the word out that we are collecting food, canned goods, or other types of products, and I don't know the list of things that they have told them they need, but there is a list.
Cook says this is only the beginning.
So, yeah, we were already thinking about it and already committed to being involved in this way. And food insecurity is something that we talk about often. And the preservation of the land and helping our farmers is something that is a priority.
And if we'd like to get involved?
There is a Facebook page called East West Food Rescue and an email address set up. It's eastwestfoodrescue@gmail.com.
Cook says there are a lot of surplus potatoes, so with any luck, other communities will follow their lead in helping both the hungry and Washington farmers.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.